Hello everybody, we are now moving to digital transactions. Now, before I proceed further, I want you to pause and look at this slide very thoroughly. Thoroughly try to understand each circle. It will give you an idea of digital transaction or what electronic commerce solutions we have. Topics that we'll be taking is digital economy, information and communication technology, e-business, e-commerce. I mean, we try to see that people feel this is, they are the same. No, they are not same. Then digital transaction marketing, and finally, digital marketing. Let's understand digital economy. Digital economy refers to an economy that is totally based on digital technologies. It is also called internet economy or web-based economy. Here, digital networking and communication infrastructures provide a global platform, and people and organizations can devise strategies, interact, communicate, collaborate, and search for information by using digital technology. There exists a huge scope to implement these technologies in the developing countries. But the difficulty arising over here is we find it very difficult to understand. Of course, I think the younger generation, like you are going faster as far as digital economy is concerned. Immense opportunity. Investors have to grab this. Of course, initiatives are also required from government agencies. But main aspect is that there needs to bridge the gap amongst professionals at all levels. Professionals are involved at various levels. They have to solve matters connected with confidentiality of the data, payment procedures, legal and ethical implications in implementing e-health, e-learning, e-business. Some of these services are existing even today, but people in the rural area are using the internet facilities only to check their mail. Incoming mail, outgoing mail, that's all. They are not using for all aspects of the e-health, e-learning and e-business. We have a virtual economy created due to this digital technology. A virtual economy is an emergent economy existing in a virtual persistent world where exchanging virtual goods in the context of an internet game. It is an offshoot of the digital economy since it is also based on digital technologies. People enter virtual economy basically for two reasons. One, recreation. Two, entertainment. That basically means that it is not a necessity today. If you want to use virtual economy, you use it. Otherwise, if you don't want to use it, don't use it. Why? Because players they don't need to buy food in order to survive. Virtual economy does not deal in food. Some people do connect this virtual economy with real economic benefits also. But what is needed is to understand a demarcation line between a digital economy and virtual economy. They are not one and the same. Let us have that very clear in our mind. What we are going to now is digital economy. Information and communication technology is the key factor over here. Advancement that we have made in ICT, they have brought a revolution. And this revolution has touched every aspect of human life. These technologies are being used everywhere. You look at healthcare, look at education, look at all business. They are all on the rise because of this technology. And therefore, we still have research going on, research being done to implement them for making more and more improvements. Yes, developing countries like us, we do need to actually implement these technologies so that a major portion of the population can take its benefit. And by major portion of the population, I mean rural population. Rural population has got to understand the basic benefits from this technology and not use this only for sending emails and getting emails. They've got to use this technology for getting benefits for them. E-business. Electronic commerce focuses on the use of ICT to enable external activities and relationships of the business with individuals and groups. So, electronic commerce means connecting business with individuals and groups. Electronic business or an internet business is the application of information and communication technology in support of all business activities only. And e-business means electronic business processes of purchasing, process orders, handling customer service, and cooperating with business partners. The e-business software solution allows integration of intra and inter-firm business processes. Main issues are the e-business system. We need a proper security access control and confidentiality of the users. This is more important for any business. E-health, ICT has been applied to e-health on a very large scale to improve delivery of healthcare. Today, during this COVID-19, more and more healthcare services are being provided online. Why? Because of usage of ICT as a part of e-health. Communication technologies are used to interact patients and decision-making doctors and other technical support. WHO has defined e-health as cost-effective and secure use of information and communication technologies in the support of health and health-related fields, including healthcare services, health surveillances, health literature, health education, knowledge and research. E-health and telemedicines are the terms which have been changed the definition and meaning of healthcare. Telemedicine is now growing by leaps and bounds. E-learning. I don't have to explain this to you. What are you doing today? This is e-learning. You and me, we are not in touch with each other. You are getting what I am giving. And you are learning by the same process, by the books that we have sent you in CD or ROM fact or online. That is e-learning and it gives benefit to both the teacher as well as the learning. You have an option to learn as per your place and time convenient, and we can communicate by making updations from any remote location like what I am doing at the present moment. That is e-learning. Scope in India is ICT service export has increased, and in industry in India accounts for more than 3% of GDP. We are still short. We need to expand this because we have got a very big scope. There are advanced levels of communication systems and operating environments which make e-commerce to use such system. But we have a problem in India. We have a diversity of language and culture of the people of India. We have a lack of common language, and this is affecting because translating into different languages is not so easy. One Indian language to another. How many Indian languages can we translate the technology? So there has got to be a common language if we want to take real benefit. Requirement of specialized manpower is a bottleneck, no doubt. But I believe by the time the younger generation taking the help of e-learning services, you come up, I think this specialized manpower will be overcome to a large extent. Electronic business, it is very essential to understand the difference between e-business and e-commerce. Both have got their merits and demerits. E-commerce has tasted much success in India and has provided Indian business new heights of global reach, competitive advantage, acquiring new customers, global reforms, global acquisition of companies, and foreign direct knowledge also. It is also helping us to reduce the socio-economical factor of government on many accounts. But there are many factors which are still acting as stone blocks in the road to e-business growth in developing countries like India. We still need to take a lot of steps to go forward. Growth of electronic business in India is tremendous, but we still have to face a lot of barriers. Why? Because we do not have common model programs for farmers, traders, buyers. Unless and until the farmer knows how he can reach his farm produce at the shortest possible time to the consumers and not kept lying around in mandis. We do not say that electronic business has worked. And therefore, model programs have got to be created for traders, for farmers, as also for the buyers. And of course, these programs have got to be conducted by government organizations so that brokers, commission agents, and intermediaries are eliminated. Because trust is the most important factor. The rural participants have been exploited since ages by these brokers, commission agents, and intermediaries. But they are very skeptic about e-business. They need to learn to sell and purchase their products like fruits, vegetables, etc. in quantities of metric tons regularly, directly to the market. E-commerce and e-business have increasingly become a necessary component of all business strategy. And it is a very strong catalyst for economic development as a whole. Though the terms and related are sometimes used interchangeably, e-business is referred to e-commerce and vice versa, but they are not same. ICT in business has enhanced productivity, encouraged greater customer participation, not only in buying but in feedback also, and enabled mass customization, besides reducing the cost factor. It has transformed the organization's process to deliver additional customer value by application of these technologies. It includes any process that a business organization conducts over a computer-mediated network. Process in e-business. Electronic applications enhance information flow, as we all know by now to a great extent. And sales forces improve productivity. Even production processes are enhanced because procurement, ordering, etc., etc., are enhanced by this process. Today, we are able to do customer-focused processing, including promotional marketing efforts and mainly selling over the internet, payment over the net, and also getting customer support. Even your internal business management process, which includes employee services, training material, information starting, video conferencing, etc., etc., they are all a part of e-business process. In India, we have got many stone blocks as far as growth of e-business is concerned. The major demerit is, as human beings, we feel, we like to touch and feel an item which we are purchasing. Not possible in e-business. Expensive items should be insured before the delivery. If you get damaged product, how are you able to rectify? And most important, we are a country who would like to bargain. Without bargaining, we cannot live, especially you ladies. You like to bargain at each and every stage. Yes, of course, for good savings, no doubt. But here you can't bargain. It is very negligible But it can get better over a period of time. But we still have many merits in India. We have got a global reach, we have got competitive advantage, we are acquiring new customers, there are global reforms, global acquisitions of companies, foreign product knowledge, that's more important. That is where we are able to create comparative products, helping to reduce the socio-economic factors of the government. Electronic payment methods. I don't think I need to teach you or explain to you these methods. You are already doing it today. You have got credit card, debit cards, or ATM, stored value additions, etc., etc. You are onto e-banking, you are onto m-banking. You get e-checks, e-cash, smart cards, encrypted credit cards. You are all using today. These innovations affect the companies pertaining to payment mechanisms that banks provide their clients, including the interbank transfers, etc. These payment methods are very popular in developing countries, especially we in India. We, I think, have started a mass movement. Of course, initially, they have started employed by a few large companies in specific secure channels on a transaction basis. But today, we have expanded quite a lot. Look at the growth of e-business in India. It is being hindered by proper or lack of information technology policies, lack of trust amongst customers, tendency to bargain. Of course, local language and cultural factor is the number one factor. Lack of awareness, yes, rural people, they are not aware. Continuous changes in technology, not sure of the quality of the product. We still need to wait for deliveries, sometimes a number of days. More important, no discount. As of today, they are charging high shipping costs. Security angle, yes. Internet costing, yes. Financial costs, yes. Transactions, yes. These are all factors which will lead to growth, and they are required to be looked into very thoroughly. What is the proposed solution? Providing easy and inexpensive access to information networks, legal recognition of such transactions are a must. Consumer protection from fraud are a must. Consumers' right to privacy protections are a must. Legal protection against unauthorized access to computer system. Here, protection of intellectual property, full implementation of cyber laws and information technology acts, educating people about online shopping and its benefit. We still need to do this, especially in rural India. And then reduction in delays in delivery. Of course, this is very difficult, but there has got to be some way to provide touch and feel method. And most important is, how do you reach remote and rural areas of India?
Friends, looking to the pandemic effect, we have seen a digital revolution It is taking the world by storm. Why? Because people are sitting at home and all activities, including working from home, including purchases and delivery from home. Here, the payment and settlement system is resulting in a number of digital options for import and export. Payment and settlement is also undergoing a change. There are various digital options available. It has resulted growth of infrastructure has created a demand for smartphones. During this period, it has been found that there is more purchase of smartphones. Why? Because your digital activities is being conducted through the smartphone. India's payment system landscape is headed for a substantial growth. We would be seeing a quantum jump. This rise in prominence in this market has led to the online shopping culture. Yes, we use our mobile phone and do all our shopping with cards, debit, credit, wallet, GPay wallets, etc., etc. The digital retail payments are operationalized on a 24/7 by 365 days basis. That means not a single minute is stopped. Anytime, day and night, throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, you can do digital payments for anything. That, my dear friend, is the digital revolution. Especially for our import and export, and everywhere, the digital point of settlement has now become the QR code. QR code is the most popular code. Your G payment is going through the QR method basis. That has become a very easy form of settlement of payment, even for small traders. Of course, there are certain factors which are inhibiting this digital push. That is lack of familiarity with newer alternative payment methods. Many people are not able to adapt to this methodology, new methodologies, especially people of my age. At least I have been finding it to be a little bit difficult to adapt this kind of thing. Whereas you younger generation, you are so fast and quick that I've got to start learning from you. Security and privacy concerns and delay in getting the complaints resolved. These are the inhibiting factors as far as the digital resolution revolution is concerned. The payment and settlement system envisages empowering every citizen with an exceptional e-payment experience. Everybody is experiencing this e-payment system, including myself. I have now started learning and adopting this e-payment settlement system. I have been sending payments and receiving payments through e-payment. I have learnt it now. But you youngsters have learnt it faster. NEFT availability within 24/7 and no charge savings bank account, customers linking with NEFT toll collection and the fast tag. You know, your movement of cars, you put a fast tag, you use it for payment of all toll. Nowadays, I think it is expanding to cover even your railway ticketing, etc. This is now e-mandated transactions through UPI. a fast-track payment method without utilizing cash. RBI Institute of Development and Research in Banking Technology is taking steps to further accelerate the adoption of all these digital payments. It is now going to be more and more accelerated.
Let's go on to electronic commerce. Electronic commerce or e-commerce, it refers to a very wide range of online business activities for products and services. It is business transactions in which parties interact with each other electronically, mind you, only electronically, rather than physical contact. You don't meet each other physically, no. Why? It draws on such technologies as electronic funds transfer, supply chain management, internet marketing, online transaction processing, electronic data interchange, that is EDI, inventory management systems, and of course automated data collection systems. That is the most important. You have got more automated data. We have got many benefits. One of the main benefits is electronic exchange. Information is exchanged electronically. You have got electronic catalogs, online product or service details, pricing and customization, quality comparisons and features information, shipping modes, and payment transfers. These are all information you can transfer electronically to your clients. Then you have got contract and order system also, where customized product specifications, quality, quantity, price, discounts, they are all embedded into the information system. Final payment, delivery, service options, these are all embedded into the information exchange system. Shipping and payment, exchanging of values, digital product or service delivery over the net, they are also embedded into e-commerce. Then tangible products, delivery tie-up with third parties, that means you get an order from one party, instead of having your own product, you have a third party arrangement to supply certain products. And then of course you have got inbuilt payment options like credit card, digital money, cash on delivery, etc., depending on the requirement between the business and the customers. Customer service also, you have got a very vast feedback arrangement. You have got a direct reach to customer feedback. Updates at customers on newer features and versions. That means you can update your customers immediately. Quick tracking, redressing of problems. Yes, your customers will always have problems, but then you can do quick tracking and redress their problems. Of course, marketing. Today you totally have internet-based advertising mechanisms, banners, microsites. You don't rely on physical advertisements. Email campaigns, that is also becoming a part of advertisements, and also direct contacts, that is data generated using customers' feedback, support, clicks on features, feature selections, and transactions can all be used during your email campaigning. Thank you.